Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, we welcome to studio Jane Cowan, who's a student and lifestyle columnist, with the Irish Examiner. Welcome, Jane. We enjoyed your article there on Friday. Can you give us a gist to people who missed the show on Friday, what you were writing about?
So I wrote an article. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek take on seeing over 40s in nightclubs and my reaction to it, and feeling like I could see my father dancing on the dance floor in Coppers and the discomfort that I would feel if I saw that.
Look, I'm 20, so anyone over the age of 40 seems like an ancient monument to me. Well, thank you for joining us.
Sorry to insult.
Most of our listeners understood that this was tongue-in-cheek. I wasn't sure if Colm O'Gorman, who was appearing on the same page as you, was also of the same mind when he was tweeting saying this is just ageism.
I did get a little bit of backlash from the article. My humour didn't land with everybody.
Yeah.
But I've been handling it well, and all of the backlash, most of the backlash I get is on Facebook, which is like a really old person social media. So when they start sending me, you know, mean messages on Facebook, I know they're at least 50.
You can't think the poor dears.
Yeah.
So you were unfazed by social media backlash. This is itself interesting for Gen Z.
I do get quite a lot of it. I'm not very popular with the Gen Xers. Yeah. I think they think I'm ageist.
But you're supposed to be the snowflake, wokey, full of anxiety crowd who can't take any criticism.
Oh, yes. They love to tell me I'm a snowflake and the future, like there's no hope for us if I'm the future.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've obviously written a couple of these Gen Z diaries for the Examiner.
I have,
What
yeah.
kind of other topics have you touched on that to endear yourself to Generation X?
I provoked their wrath a few months ago when I wrote an article about how we don't really use full stops when we text. They thought I was, you know, saying that we should remove full stops from keyboards, and this is.
Oh, I see. I use full punctuation when I text.
And you're only 25. So that's very unusual for someone your age.
I have even older than me that send me messages with no punctuation, and then it runs together, and sometimes it has a different meaning.
Well, then they look very cool. They'd fit right in with my age group. They really would.
So you were literally just saying we show our age through texts.
Yeah, just kind of talking about how young people text. We don't use punctuation really. Like I wouldn't even use emojis when I text, but my parents love them.
Are emojis not? Oh no! Okay, this is.
I might use them sort of ironically, but if I'm, you know, if someone sends me, you know, that like little laughing crying face emoji.
Yeah, I like it. Go on.
A lot of people over the age of 30 like it as well.
Are you saying that you're 20, as you
I
say,
am 20.
Already, that you don't use emojis in messages?
Unless I'm being ironic, I might send them to my parents because I know how like my parents will interpret them. But like to my friends, I would never use them really.
But what about the handy thing where you hold down the WhatsApp message and you can react with an emoji rather than having to print out a full thing?
I do that sometimes, sort of as like a...
Oh, that's allowed.
Well, it depends on the person. I might do it to my parents. I would react a little fire emoji sometimes, but...
Which is kind of like, that's good?
Yeah.
Or burn.
Or burn, if I insult
them. So what is the correct way then to text if we want to adhere to Gen Z standards?
So I don't use full stops or commas. I'll send lots of like short text messages, probably drives my parents mad because they might get like 5 texts in a row. Because I don't want to use punctuation, but that's just how we do things. I don't make the rules.
Oh, so the end of the message is effectively the punctuation.
And yeah, it's like a new text.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll never understand that. So you're a student right now. What do you do?
I study English in Trinity.
Okay. Well, God, I would have really thought you're a snowflake from that.
Oh, I know.
Sure.
I know. So spending my days reading poetry.
Is it all normal people lifestyle?
Sadly, no. Sally Rooney lied to me. It's not normal people at all.
I thought you're all sitting around talking about communism and sex nonstop.
I mean, a good bit of that does go on, but then they make us sit exams, which is really rude.
That does
they didn't
get in
really
the way.
Highlight that in Normal People.
No. Never happens in novels, really, does it?
No.
So are there Connells around? Are there Connells around? A hot GAA jock with a chain?
Have you been to Trinity Arts Block recently?
No.
You'd know the answer to that. Or ever. There's not many Connells around.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's just weedy blokes who read old books, is it?
Yeah, and they're, you know, rolling up there. Rollies.
Rolling the rollies. Oh, yeah. That's for cheap cigarettes, I'm
yes,
sure. And nothing
cheaper.
Else. Nothing else at all. Do you love college? Is it mad as wild? Are Gen Z, are they all drinking and partying like we used to do?
There's a lot of that. We love a night out. Any chance we get, we will be there. We have our on-campus bar and it's very popular. Everyone loves a trip to the Pav.
The Pav. I have been to the Pav, yeah.
Yeah,
I always felt like I was stealing in and not allowed to go there.
You might catch a disease there, but we all still go there every Friday.
I'm sure you don't. That's a funny allegation. She does everything very wittily, lawyers of Trinity. What are you going to write about next to annoy us?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'll write a message to my haters.
You just write about people who listen to the radio, because I presume that's a very
they're all
boomer
old.
Gen X.
Yeah.
Officially, by the way, I would be millennial because it starts end of 1980, 1981.
And you'll white knuckle that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll cling to
that one.
Gen X, no, thank you very much. And someone said the Gen X crowd can feck off. Us boomers are still booming, says Jerry in Galway. I think he meant Gen Z, but he's using full punctuation, ellipsis and everything.
Oh, so maybe he is a boomer.
Emojis don't come up on the machine. Listen, we'll watch out and let you know when people are angry with you, Jane Cowan. But thank you very much for coming into us and giving us an insight into the really sad world of Gen Zs and how bitter you are. Stronger than we thought. Well done. The Dunphy administration continues.